The Medrash Rabba quotes this story about Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva hayo yoshev v'dorish v'hatsibu misnamdim b'kis l'orim. Rabbi Kiva was giving a shiur, and he saw that the tzibur was sort of falling asleep, dozing off, and he wanted to wake them up. Amma, ma rasa esther shetimloch al sheva v'esrim umeya medina. How is it Esther was able to rule over 127 provinces or nations? Elatovo Esther Shahai Sabas Bito Shal Sora, but Esther, who was a descendant of Sora, Shahai Sa Meya Vesvim Visheva, who was 127 years old when she died, Vitimloch al Meya Vesvim Visheva Medinos. So that's the Medrash Rama. So Esther, being a descendant of Sora, was able to rule over 127 nations. So I think in terms of interpreting this Medrash, what Medrash was bothered by, or what Rabbi Kiva was posing, was how is it that Esther had the qualities to rule over an empire of 127 nations as the queen of, as Ahasuerus's queen? How she was, of course, not schooled in court politics and diplomacy. So where did she learn the political skills to outwit her nemesis, Haman, who was, in fact, very skilled in this area as a minister of Ahasuerus? So that's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva answered that those kochos hanefesh, those qualities that she had, was something that she inherited from Sora Imenu. And if we look carefully, we'll see that there are many parallels between the life of Sora and that of Esther. Both of them were stolen from the bosom of their families and their husbands, if Esther was also the wife of, according to some, of Mordechai. And Sora was captured or kidnapped by Avimelech and Paro. Esther was forcibly taken into the harem of Ahasuerus. And both of them commanded their husbands, both of them were commanded by their husbands not to tell who they were. Avram Avinu told Sarah, Imina Achosi At. He told Sarah, just say that you're my sister. Don't reveal that you're my wife. And Mordechai commanded Esther not to tell, so Logit is Amma Umaladata. And through that, Sarah and Esther survived, but played with Zoicha to Godless. And their husbands were ultimately appointed to important positions. Avram Avinu was made rich by when he was sent away by Avimelech, and Mordechai became the prime minister to Ahasuerus. And that's what Rabbi Kiva answers, that Esther was able to rule and had those qualities is because she was descendant of Sarah. And therefore, the capacity to rule wasn't just an external quality of, you know, political skill. It was that they were natural queens, and they had an internal endowment of grace and a regal quality to them. That's what Esther inherited from Sora. And the name Sora itself demonstrates that. Sora means that she could be a Malka, like Sar, and this was a Sora. And that wasn't one that, you know, devolved on her from externally, from power, but what stemmed from the internal qualities of her exalted regal personality. Like Chazal say about Rabbanon, Gittin, Man Malke Rabbanon. It's not power or political intrigue. It's just an internal endowment. As we see that Sarah herself was a Nevi'ah. In fact, in Nevu'ah, she was even greater than Avraham Avinu, Chazal say. Right? As the pasuk says, Kol asher toma elecha Sarah, Shema b'kolah.